AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama defends the Affordable Care Act. He tells members of the Catholic Hospital Association the law has allowed for the health care coverage of millions while also limiting increases in health care costs. He adds the political and legal challenges to the law could hurt too many people.
It seems so cynical to want to take coverage away from millions of people, to take care away from the people who need it the most, to punish millions with higher costs of care, and unravel what's now been woven into the fabric of America.
The Supreme Court is to decide this summer on a suit challenging the federal subsidies for people who live in states that do not have their own health insurance exchanges. Security lapses by the Transportation Security Administration taken to task.
On the heels of two reports that uncovered significant security shortcomings at TSA, Homeland Security Inspector General John Roth was matter of fact.
We remain deeply concerned about its ability to execute its important mission.
At the same hearing, Federal Air Marshal Robert McLean said more needs to be done to check the food, cleaning supplies, magazines, and papers that are on planes and in airports.
This mountain is nowhere near getting the screening that passengers are getting.
He also suggested that a modified shotgun with a lock switch be available to pilots should they need to defend the cockpit. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
A group of civil rights activists and ministers, impatient with the pace of the investigation into the Cleveland police shooting death of a 12-year-old boy, has asked a judge to have the two officers involved arrested. Walter Madison is a lawyer for the estate of Tamir Rice.
We're asking the court, as prescribed by this statute, 60 years old. It's nothing new. We're asking the court to issue a warrant because there's probable cause.
Rice, who was carrying a pellet gun, was shot and killed last November. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 45. This is AP Radio News. New Hampshire's highest court has ruled in a case of self-styled Robin Hoods who feed parking meters. Rita Foley tells us more.
The meter feeders trail meter readers and feed parking meters before the meter readers can write tickets. But some city workers in Keene, New Hampshire, say they've been bumped and sworn at. Now, the New Hampshire Supreme Court has ruled that the meter feeding is protected under the First Amendment. But it says the city has the right to pursue an injunction. In other words, go to court to try to stop the meter feeders if it affects the safety of the public. I'm Rita Foley.
Authorities in Brewster, New York, say a service dog threw itself in front of a school bus to protect its blind owner as they crossed the road. The golden retriever named Figo came between Audrey Stone and the mini school bus yesterday. Both of them were hurt. The Journal News newspaper cites police as saying Stone suffered broken bones and is still hospitalized. Figo underwent surgery and has a leg splint. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.